This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Two U.S. astronauts splashed down in Mexico Sunday after a two-month flight to the International Space Station aboard the commercially developed SpaceX spacecraft Crew Dragon. Astronauts Robert Behnken and Douglas Hurley lifted off to space from Florida in May, in the first time a commercially developed spacecraft had carried humans into orbit. Hurley and Behnken, both married astronauts, departed the International Space Station on Saturday night. The U.S. had relied in recent years on Russian rockets to send its astronauts to the space station. The private company is planning its next launch near the end of September, sending astronauts to the space station for 6 months. The White House and top congressional Democrats remained at odds over the scope of more assistance for 30 million American workers left unemployed by the coronavirus pandemic. Principals in weekend meetings between the Trump administration and congressional Democrat leaders on a new COVID-19 relief bill are calling the sessions productive, but acknowledge they're a long way from agreement. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
It would require a substantial move from the Democrats on a lot of issues.
But Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says one area they could agree on is supplemental employment benefits.
We proposed a one-week extension at $600 so that while we negotiate a longer-term solution, at least all those people don't lose their money. And surprised that the Democrats won't agree to that.
He appeared on ABC's This Week, as did House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
The idea that they made a proposal is really not actually factual.
She maintains administration proposals don't even have Republican support. One key figure not directly participating in the